Are you ready? Yeah. Oh, maybe it's going to come right now. Do you have a question or are you praising?
I want to make a statement.
Well, you had your opportunity when we had the microphone up here. But Juanita, well, since you haven't been here in a couple of weeks, we'll allow it. Amen. Amen. What she speaks, guys, is truth, though. Because you can always, I mean, I talk about this a lot, right? We're in this new year, though, right now. You can always wake up in that process of doom and gloom. And you can always allow one little issue of your day to make you in your mind want to say, ooh, it's a bad day. When it was just a bad moment. It's good to be reminded of these things, that the one little issue doesn't make for the entirety of the day. Because if you allow the one little prick in there to stop you from being who you truly are as a child of God, then the enemy's winning. But see, we win. And we always got to have that. See, you wake up in the morning, Juanita, and you probably say, I won. I won. It's not that I'm winning. It's that I already won the day. In my business, we have these things called win the day cards, but you fill them out yourself. Like, what do I need to do right now to win the day? And listen, man, sometimes maybe we need to, each one of us as a Christian, fill out a win the day card. We need to fill out this thing that says, this is what I'm going to do today, because I'm determined in Jesus' name that I'm going to win this day.
Yeah.
Fight, 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 win, win, win. That was a blast from the past for those of you who are new here. The title of today's message is Best Year Ever 2.0. And I'll explain the 2.0 because I said it and some people looked at me like, I'm talking about in leadership, looked at me like, what? Pastor Weldon's standing up here going, it's like 2.1. I'm like, no, that's an exclamation point. It's 2.0. You're reading it wrong. But I'll get into that. But first of all, you know, first, I want to say, on this new year, the very first time to come together as a church body in the new year, you made it. Whether there's snow on the road or whatever, you made it. Speaking of snow, I want to give a special shout out, because I can, to my sister Sherry, who loves this ministry, is a part of this ministry, and supports this ministry all the way from California every single month. But there are good people in California. There are glorious people, there are right people, there are Christian people, and today's her birthday, so to my sister Sherry, I say God bless you, and happy birthday. And we have another brother in Florida right now who's experiencing nice weather compared to us, and his name's Roger Hurry, and I just want to say, Roger Hurry, God bless you, brother. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's your word for the year, and remember that. Amen. So, to define 2.0, it says, is used to denote a superior or more advanced version of an original concept. Now listen, last year, 2020, from the very beginning, I stood up here and have said, best year ever. And many of us have bought into that and declared best year ever. And in the year, there's been a lot of things that have happened. We don't have to hash through it and go through each and everything that's happened, because everybody's home has been different except one, and that's all we've been hit with, this pandemic thing, right? This Chinese virus thing. And there's been fear that is driven. And I mean, the song that says, open the grave. I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. Listen, for 2020, I declared I'd rather live than die. All right, that's not what I said. I said I would rather live than be locked up. I think that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. In other words, don't allow circumstances of life or fear to have you stop living your life. The song that talks about open the grave, I'm coming out, it's because you can only live if you're alive. Now that sounds stupid to say, right? But you need to hear what I'm saying. You can only live unless you're alive. And if you're alive, why are you living like you're dead? Hear what I'm saying. Think about that. Some people right now in the past year and even going into this year are so full of fear that they are they're alive in the flesh, but they're dead in their spirit. They're dead in their mind. That can't be. That needs to not be. It's time to live. Best year ever, 2.0. It's a superior concept, 2.0. Listen, some of you have a concept of last year that says, man, it was horrible. Man, I think it was awesome. I think 2020 was absolutely amazing because I learned more things in 2020 than I ever did in 2019. Exactly. 2020 taught me a lot of things. And I'm not always a good student, but I had to be a student. And I was a student of what was taking place. In 2020, my eyes were opened. In 2020, I could see clearer. In 2020, the church became more alive. In 2020, I believe the church found its voice. In 2020, I believe the church stood up to be recognized. And 2021 is going to be even better. It's a better version, a better concept. Lessons that I learned in 2020, don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small compared to our God. Everything that can happen in your life is minuscule compared to how big God is in your life. And when you make God bigger than the issues that are taking place, you win 100% of the time. Don't sweat it. I also learned the three branches of government. Big time. Big time. Listen, this was something that never ever had me excited whatsoever. I was like, oh, they're president? Cool. Oh, I don't know what the Senate or the Congress does. I guess I'll vote for one of them or something. But I didn't really have an understanding. What is the Supreme Court big issue? I don't know. It was 9 people that make rules or something like that. I didn't have any clue. But now I understand that the executive branch is powerful, but not ultimate power. And I understand that the legislative branch are actually is the branch that makes the rules. And it's the judicial branch that carries them out and to make sure that they're constitutional. But that's what's under attack right now, is the Constitution and the Judeo-Christian values that we hold so dear. But that's why the grave's opened up. We're coming out, and we're going to live, and we're going to live again. Because we're coming alive in this understanding that your vote counts. And now we're in a place where you're not even sure if your vote really counted. But guess what? Best year ever, 2.0. The best is yet to come. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. It reinforced the importance, 2020, of health. Now, I'm a health coach, but I'm not just talking about physical health. Yeah, we're in a worldwide pandemic. Physical health is good. And spiritual health, as a pastor, that's my goat. I mean, let's get healthy spiritually. Yeah. But what about the mental health? Close your doors. Shut the blinds. Stay in your house. Hibernate away from everything. I don't think so. No. Open the grave. I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. No, because our mental health is important. And so the spiritual health, the mental health, and the physical health is the trifecta. It's the trinity of who we are that makes us up. And there's so many things that we have to implement in order to make that right. But God is so awesome, He gave us one book in order to read that lays out for us how we can have spiritual health, how we can have mental health, and how we can have physical health. He laid it out for us. God's cool. He is cool. Everybody on the count of three, everybody say, God's cool. One, two, three.
God's cool.
Do you mean it?
Yeah.
All right, that's praise. We just bound the enemy in fetter and chains. That's a praise, right? That's cool. That is cool. Oh, why are we tested? I was talking with a brother, Mike, in Bible study, Mike Cedini, and he was talking about being tested. And that was another That was another thing I learned in 2020 is this testing. You know, anytime we take a test, it's to see how well we've done. It's to see what we know. It's to see if we need more instruction. Every time we take a test, it's to see whether or not we're going to pass or fail. Has there been any tests in 2020? Yeah, well, I guarantee you there's going to be tests in 2021. But if you go into the test with the right perspective, if you go into the test with the right mindset and realize that, hey, there's either going to be something more I need to learn or I'm going to pass it with flying colors. And there's things in 2020 that I needed to learn, but I applied myself at that time. Remember, I've shared this in the past, but understand that wisdom of God is the application of what you know about God. And so anytime you're tested, you need to use the wisdom of God, and he'll give it to you freely. All you have to do is ask, because when you're in the test, you need to apply what he's telling you. In worship, I said in a little rant of mine that laid out before us in 2021, right now, laid out before us is an open book. Right now, this year is wide open. We're in the third day of a new year that we celebrate in this country. The third day. And if you're starting out this year going, oh my gosh, you need to change the way you're thinking. Because that will affect, I was talking to my brother Mike Whittem the other day. A lot of Mikes in here. Mike Barnes, Mike Whittem, Mike Sedini, Mike Mikey. That's a good name. I love it. But I was talking to him the other day and we were talking about feelings. And this was really, really good. This was really good. Careful what you tell me because it might come out in a message, right? So he was saying that, you know, feelings, everybody talks about feelings, but you know, a thought comes before feelings, and I had to meditate on that. And it was like, oh my gosh, you're right. The thought does come before you have the feeling, that emotional feeling. And so what does the Bible tell us? I'm ad lib right now. This is in my notes, okay? But what does the Bible tell us? The Bible tells us that we're to think on the things that are good, just, true, right, anything of a good report, were to meditate or think on those things. Why? Why does God say that? Because he knows your feelings are going to come from that. You see, when I think on God, I feel good. When I think on the world, I feel bad. Then now put the two together. Do you see what I'm saying? So we need to change the way we think. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. We're to take every thought captive that lifts itself against the knowledge of Christ. We're to take every thought captive. Why do we take the thought captive that lifts itself against Christ? Because if we don't, then we're moving with the world and not with God. You see, does this make sense? So, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. What does that say? Trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Listen, we're moving in 2021, right? And we got this open book in front of us right now, right? What are you going to do with it? You know, we might write out business goals. We might write out goals for our family. But have you wrote out any goals for what you're going to do with God? Have you wrote out any goals as a Christian of what you're going to do? Have you tried to go, or you're looking at getting any deeper in your faith or your understanding or your belief, your knowledge of who your Lord and Savior is? These are questions you need to ask yourself. You see, because here's the other thing that 2021 or 2020 did for me. It was a self-inventory. I had to check myself, and I had to see what is it that I have and what is it that I need. And if there's things that I need in the Lord, then I need to get busy at it. Then I need to get busy at it. I'm not going to sit around and just wait. I'm not just going to sit around and go, oh, maybe it'll fall out from somewhere. I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. Oh, my gosh. Lexi, the Gillis's little daughter, Lexi, she came in this morning. Listen, God is moving in signs and wonders. We've heard today in worship, at the end of worship, dreams that took place, visions that have happened with signs. God is moving if you're attentive to hear or look with the spiritual eyes. Little Lexi, is she 4 years old? 4 years old, walked in today. Tony last week had shoes that lit up. As you step, the shoes lit up. Lexi, 4 years old, walked in this morning, and she walked through the doors, and she walked in like this. And every time she stepped, her shoes would light up. and I saw it, and immediately I said to Jason, she's walking with purpose. I don't know if you're missing it. She was walking with purpose. Trample on the snake. Trample on the serpent. Come on. Open the grave. I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. 2021, you need to walk with purpose. You need to walk with God. You need to look out and you need to see what is laid out before you. Psalm 23 says that God prepares a table before me. Personalize it. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And he anoints your head with oil, and your cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That table has been laid out right now. It's before you. There is a feast that God has laid out for you, and all you got to do is start eating. All you got to do is open up the word and start eating. Open up your heart and start eating. Open up your eyes and start eating. Open up your ears and start eating. The spiritual fruit of God. It's laid out. Walking with purpose. This is how I'm going to walk my walk out. So if you come here Monday and you see me walking like this, it's because I'm walking with purpose. Because I'm lighting my shoes. I don't have lights in my shoes, but I'm going to believe they're lighting up right now. Because where I step, the Holy Ghost goes, and the presence of God is with me, and the presence of God is the light of Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you're walking with the light of Christ everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Stepping out. When I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division, we would stand in the door, and we would wait for the green light to go. Because it was a red light until the drop zone was there. And it was all of a sudden, doors opened up, the wind starts coming in. It's almost like a Holy Ghost wind. It's just coming in. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And you're getting excited. You're like, yeah, we're going to go. And then it's like a green light, boom. And instantly, all the noise of everything in the aircraft, all of a sudden, green light, go. And you jump into the wild blue yonder, and it's quiet. It's dead silent, man. And it's the purest, most beautiful rest that you can ever have. And it's the presence of God that I didn't even know at the time. But I can remember back now and go, wow, man, I was flying with the angels. I was floating up there. I'm here to tell you in 2021, the green light is on. Jump. It's time to jump. Just go. Green light, go. I love it. I've seen a sign. I think it was Ames United Methodist Church leaving there one day. And above the doorway, it says, your mission starts now. And it was as people were leaving the church. You see, this is our time to celebrate. This is our time to get edified and built up. This is our time to get stirred. This is our time of training. But your mission field is not in here. Your mission field is out there. Green light, go. Last week, Pastor Randy brought an amazing message, and he was talking about making the impossible possible. And he said that the way you end a year is just as important as the way you begin a year. And he talked about peace, and how, you know, I look at peace and I'm like, peace, the word that passes all understanding. That peace is the only peace I can get from God, because in the world's peace, it's not the same. It's totally different. And he brought a definition of the enormity of how big actually the word peace or the word shalom means. And I don't have that written down because that's not what I wanted to talk about. But what I want to talk about is his rebuke to me. You see, when I was listening to his message, see, I say that statement, I mean, if you're coming, let's listen, right? And I'm listening to the word that he's talking about, and he was talking about the importance of peace, and I was thinking about how I didn't feel peace so many different times in 2020, even though it's the best year ever. Yep. This year will be better, but best year ever. And so I'm thinking, Scripture says that if you rebuke a brother, you gain him. And if you rebuke a fool, you drive him further away. So in other words, if you're trying to talk to somebody and they don't receive you in any manner, way, shape, or form, they're foolish and you're not going to even, nothing you say is going to mean anything. But I got up at the end of the message and I said, hey, brother, you've gained me. Because he's my brother and what he brought was truth. And so how do you get back to that peace? It goes back to what the heck you're meditating on. If you want the feeling of peace, then you better think about peace. And who's the peacemaker? Jesus Christ, right? Got to get your mind fixed right. Philippians 3, 12 through 16. This is a long read, but it's a good one. Philippians 3, it's on your handout if you have it. It says, it's not that I've already reached the goal or have already completed the course, but I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. I run to win that which Jesus Christ has already won for me. The table is prepared. Hey. It's already laid out for you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? So Paul goes on and he says, brothers and sisters, I can't consider myself a winner yet, but I'm running towards that goal, right? This is what I do, though. I don't look back. I lengthen my stride. I lengthen my stride. I lengthen my stride because I'm not going backwards. 2020 is over, and a lot of you are celebrating. Yeah! Thank God 2020 is over. But I'm here to tell you 2021 is going to come with same situations. It's going to come with issues too. It's going to come with issues. What are you going to do with it? See, this is a time to strengthen yourself. This is a time to get yourself girded up, man. This is a time to put on that full battle rattle. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, right? The shoes of peace, right? Come on. The belt of truth and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Did I miss any of them? I got them. Anyways, arm yourself. Arm yourself. You're 3 days into a new year. What are you doing with it? Arm yourself. And he goes on as he's lengthening his stride. I run straight toward the goal to win the prize that God's heavenly call offers in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. He doesn't run crooked towards the prize. He's fixed. He's focused. I run straight towards the prize. Read the word. I run straight towards the prize. You see, sometimes you've got to tune out what's happening around you. All the time there's going to be things happening around you. And if you allow yourself, you ever seen that cartoon show where it was a dog or something? It was like, squirrel! Right? If you allow yourself to get squirreled, if you allow yourself to have your attention, you see, that's what happened to Peter when he stepped out of the boat. When Peter stepped out of the boat, you see, he was running straight towards Jesus. He was focused on Jesus. And when he started to focus on the storm, he sank. So what is this word telling us? This word is powerful because it's saying don't go left and right, to and fro. Don't be tossed all over. Run straight towards it. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Nothing stops that. Jesus Christ delivers me. Nothing stops that. Jesus Christ has given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Nothing stops that. Jesus Christ has filled me with joy. Nothing stops it. Jesus Christ has given me peace. Nothing stops that. Come on. You get focused on it. I don't care what it looks like around you. With him, we win. Bottom line. Whoever has a mature faith should think this way. Whoever has a mature faith should think this way. And if you think differently, God will show you how to think. So don't lose heart. If you haven't been thinking that way, don't lose heart, because God will show you how to think that way. It's in his word. However, verse 16, we should be guided by what we have learned so far. Do not forget what you've been in training for. Don't forget it, because God is the same today as He was yesterday, as He will be tomorrow. Yes? Does the Word say that? So then everything that's been laid out in the Word as a promise for you is yours. Keep your eyes focused on it. Go straight to it. You ever talk to somebody or work with somebody? I'm going to use 20 as an analogy, but this is just throwing a number out there. You ever work with somebody who says, I got 20 years experience? You ever? Anybody? Show me hands. You know, 10 years experience, 30 years experience, right? You guys with me? This is the question, or this may be the statement. It may not be that that person has 20 years of experience. It may be that they may have 1 year of experience repeated 20 times. Follow me. Follow me. There's Christians. There's Christians, brothers and sisters, that got saved, and you're still in the first place you were. You're still right there. You've been a Christian 40 years, but you still got 1 year of experience repeated 40 times. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm bringing a word. This is a challenge. Where are you at? Have you got deeper with the Lord? Have you grown closer with the Lord? Are you seeking God out? It's one thing to know and another thing to do. They're different. One thing to know, another thing to do. Remember, wisdom is the application or the doing of what you know. Hey, hey. Open the grave. I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. Woo-hoo. See, this is the definition of growth versus no growth. It's like, why aren't we growing in the church? Because it's dead. Wake up. Live, get alive. I'm not saying you guys are dead. You guys are awesome. But come on, we all have to do a check. And if I'm rebuking you and you're mad, then that's foolish. But if I'm rebuking you and I'm your brother, then we're good. I didn't say that. The Word says that. This is how we are. Statistically, 42% of college graduates never read another book after college. 42% of college graduates never read another book after college. 80% of families last year never bought a book. I remember when I first got saved, I was reading anything and everything that come across my path that pertained to God. Right now, I got 12 books half read. There's these things. These are challenges. Challenge yourself. Do a self-inventory. Where are you at with some things? Are you getting closer? Are you getting deeper? Or are you falling away? Did you lose your fire? Listen, God didn't take your fire away. Matter of fact, God's given you everything to stir the fire in you. Everything. You put your fire out. Put it out. Well, I just don't have the relationship with God that I used to. Look in the mirror. Well, I just don't hear from Him like I used to. Look in the mirror. Well, I just don't have visions and dreams anymore. Look in the mirror. Well, I just don't know if I can spend time in my Bible. I don't have enough time. You got as much time as everybody else. Look in the mirror. Well, I don't know if I can pray every day. Yes, you can. Look in the mirror. Come on, right? Amen. Listen, a new year, are we moving into the new year right or wrong? Good, right? We need to move into the new year in the right manner. Good. Correct? Good. We've got to do it. We have to do it. Your life depends on it. Oh, your spirit. Well, if we looked at things more in that manner, like, oh my gosh, my life depends on this. Can you imagine how motivated you would be? Could you imagine? If I don't do this, it's like somebody who can't pay their bills that works harder and gets another job because they got to pay the bill. Listen, don't take what Christ has given you for free for granted. He paid the price, but come on. Your life can be so exciting. Why? In the midst of things, can I stand up here and say 2020 was the best year ever? Because I have to have that perspective. I have to look at it that way. I can look at it negatively, but I choose not to. Amen. And I know that all of us have had different things and bad things happen. But don't allow that to destroy what was. But now because we've moved into a new year, now look at this new year as a fresh slate and do not lose heart. Because the Bible says that if you do not grow weary, you will reap a harvest. You will reap a harvest. So faint not, brothers and sisters, faint not. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh my gosh, man. If 42% of college graduates aren't even buying books, I mean, and then we want them to read the Bible? Oh. All these things coming out from the sides. Now I'm getting my train of thought lost. Those of you watching on Facebook, you got to come here and experience it, man. But there's all kinds of stuff being said. But listen. There's a difference between reading and studying. There's a difference between just as there's a difference between knowing and doing. There's a difference between reading and studying. You see, I can read that we have peace that surpasses all understanding, but when Pastor Randy studies the word peace and brings it out and says, this is what peace really means, wow, it brings that scripture even more to life. So let me bring a little correction. If you're saying to yourself, I just need to read my Bible more, I'm going to say, no, you need to study your Bible more. You need to study it. It says study to show thyself approved, not read to show thyself approved. Because you know what? There's people that can't read that still study. I don't know if you heard what I said. Do you see what I'm saying? It's how we think about things. And we think, wow, you know, I read my Bible. I read it every day. Well, Satan knows the word too, but he actually probably knows there's more power in God than we do a lot of times. Because we don't walk in it as much as we should. I'm just saying that I'm closing in this area. These are declaration. This is the declaration that we need for 2021. Just saying. Comes out of the Word. I think it's good to come out of the Word. So the Word in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says this. Forget what happened in the past. And do not dwell on events from long ago. I am going to do something new. It is already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert, and I will make rivers on dry land. Thus saith the word of God. 2021, best year ever, 2.0. We have a new concept. We have a new birth. We have a new fire, a new revelation, a new desire, a new drive. Let's go out there and kick some devil butt. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's close in prayer. Father, we are grateful for this day. We are thanking you for the body of Christ. We are thanking you for your presence. And God, with my brothers and sisters, we thank you for this new year. Father, you have laid it out before us. You've prepared the table for us. You've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Father, I pray that we do as Paul had said, that we run straight for it, that we run straight to it, that we don't get tossed to and fro, but we keep our mind focused on you. Father God, raise up that remnant, Father. Father, I thank you for speaking life. I thank you, Lord, that death has been defeated. The grave has been defeated, and hell has been defeated. Your children are victorious in Jesus' glorious name. And Lord, we do once again declare this final scripture from Isaiah that we will forget what happened in the past and we will not dwell on events of long ago. For God, we know that you are doing something new and that it is already happening. And God, give us the eyes to recognize it. And we will clear away, Father, and walk in that clear path in the desert, and that you are forming rivers along this dry land in Jesus' glorious name. And Father, if there's anyone who does not know you as Lord and Savior. Father, speak to them. Give life to them. Father, I pray that they may come to you and they would surrender all that they've held on to in this world. And that, Father, you create new life in them, Father, in this new year, in Jesus' glorious name. Amen. God bless you.